Hello and a very good morning to you. It's this the oh dear, that was a good start, wasn't it? Good start to the weekend there. Okay, can we start again, Peter? Oh, we're doing it live. Okay. Oh dear me. Right. Well, hello. Great. What can I do now? Okay. This is the English programme's look at the Beatles on this day in history, and we had a thought. Now, we do our podcasts, we do lots of different podcasts on a wide range of things, and a sort of best of everything that we do, we put onto our History of Britain podcast, which is historyofbritain.mevio.com, and it's listed on iTunes at the moment as Steve's Radio Show. We're in if you go to the I'm half asleep here. Go to the podcasts and go to the news, and I think it's news and politics or something, and we're in the charts there somewhere. But do a search for English program, English radio, Steve's Radio Show, one of those, or History of Britain maybe, you should find it. And we put all bits of what you do onto that. And for that reason, because we have lots of little podcasts, like Jane Austen's, Shakespeare, William Blake, Charles Dickens, which aren't as popular, but, you know, if you sort of add them all together, you get quite a big listenership. But separately, they sort of have a very sort of specific, hate to use the word, folks, but they have a very specific demographic, okay? Now, History of Britain sort of puts that all together, and we do get quite a good listenership. In fact, it's our most popular podcast. Our second most popular is this one, our Beatles podcast. And in terms of sort of efficiency, we could sort of close down the sort of History of Britain podcast and just do this Beatles one, and the listenership is very, very good. So we sort of put a lot more effort into our other podcast, but we get the same results as we get for this one. And I was thinking, our regular listeners, because we do have regular listeners to these Beatles podcasts, we're looking at the moment, we sort of do this thing, we do this a few minutes every day, and we know some of you will sort of download the programs every day, the Beatles podcast, and some of you will sort of wait till the weekend and download them all in one go, because they're sort of like, you know, like 3 minutes each or something, 5 minutes. So my question is, and we're just sort of asking you here to write in with your points of view, would you prefer if we sort of made longer programs? I mean, we could do, given the number of listeners we have, we'd be quite happy to sort of do longer programs. We could do, you know, a daily, I'd be quite happy to do a daily 30-minute program. If you wanted it. The thing is, the problem with podcasts compared to your traditional broadcasting is you can only measure how many people download. You can't measure whether or not people listen. So we could get lots of people downloading a 30-minute program, but are you listening? No one knows. So if you could write in and say, Steve, a 30-minute program every day, listening to it would be fantastic. Please do. And then I'd be quite happy to sort of set one up, and then we could start doing a regular, proper daily Beatles program. But if people are just going to download it and not listen to it, then we may as well focus on other things. So in the interest of efficiency, we would really appreciate if our regular listeners, or if you're just listening to one episode, write in and tell us how you would like, you know, sort of the direction of the future of the program. So thanks for that. Now, on this day, the Beatles performed two 25-minute sets at Carnegie Hall in New York in 1964. The NME reported the Beatles would star in a film adaptation of A Talent for Loving, but the project was never completed. That was in 1965, and Ringo announced he was going to marry Maureen Cox. That was on this day in 1965. So there we go. So a bit of a different program today, but I thought it'd be quite nice to get your views, your thoughts and views. You can write to Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com or go to our Twitter, twitter.com/English Radio.